Good morning, friends. Pastor Marley here from Alconbury Independent Baptist Church. It's good to be with you again. This morning, I want us to think about this phrase, God cares for his people. Do you know, friends, in the Bible, we have this text from the Apostle Peter, who, of course, spent 3 years with the Lord Jesus Christ and preached a wonderful message of the gospel for the rest of his days. Peter writes these words in 1 Peter Chapter 5, verses 5 to 6. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, I am aware very much that we need the Lord's care at this time. And myself and my daughters were driving back from the school run yesterday evening. And it so happened that we were crossing over the A1 and we realized there was a terrible accident. At least we looked over and saw the flashing lights of the emergency services, and the road was completely closed, both northbound and southbound. We heard just a little moment later the traffic reports that sadly a HGV driver had been involved in the incident and sadly had lost his life. There were other drivers also involved, and if some of your family have been involved, then we trust that the Lord will take care of you too. We're also aware that there was a terrible bombing in Manchester on Sunday morning, Remembrance Sunday, when we were all in our various churches and our various homes and with our families, remembering those who had gone away from us. As one man puts it, they'd gone away from us, but they never returned. They went out from us, but they never came back the same. And so this morning I wanted to think about the God who cares for his people. Do you know in that truth is a wonderful fact that God cares? Who is this God? He's the God of heaven and earth, the creator of all, the God who loves his people. Friends, if you know Jesus as your Saviour, then the Father loves you with an everlasting love. He cares for us. Not only this God, an almighty God who's a caring God, but he cares for us. He cares for his people. He cares for those who are his. Are you one of his? You know, when the Lord Jesus came into the world to be born at Bethlehem, to die on the cross, to be buried in a tomb and rise again the third day, Christians believe these truths. But you know something else? You can know this God for yourself. Well, let me leave you with just little phrase. God cares for us. And why is that? We can cast all our cares upon him. What's weighing you down this morning, friend? You just leave it on the Lord's and he'll take it for you. He's almighty. He's not going to be bowed down or weakened by what we bring to him. Has God shown himself to you as a caring God? Has Jesus become your caring Saviour? Thank you so much for listening. God bless you all.